Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. It's Thursday, January 10th, and Girls Getting the Facts is back on the air tonight. It's our first show of the new year, and we are here tonight. And I am so excited because I have my new co-host with me. Amy is actually sitting here right next to me in the same place at the same time. So, Amy, welcome to the show.
Well, hello. Thank you very much. I'm excited to be here. Nervous, but excited.
Oh, there's nothing to be nervous about. Everybody's good that tunes in for this. So, what is your background in the sport? Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I own the number 46 dirt late model that runs at Grandview on a weekly basis. My new driver is Dan Green for this year. I'm really excited about him. And I've owned the car since 2010. And that's pretty much about it. Grew up at the racetrack, parents met there, gone there every year. So that's dirt is in my veins, pretty much.
So I know we're waiting on a special caller to call in because you have a big announcement.
Yes.
So we are waiting for someone to call in to help with this big announcement. So as soon as they're on the air, we're going to go switch straight over to them. Now, we have a lot of things going on in racing. Even though it's January, there's no downtime anymore. You used to think about it, okay, your season would end in September. You'd sit around, you wait until the spring, and you go back racing. But we have the Chili Bowl. We have motorsports coming up. We have testing down in Daytona. Is there really even an off season anymore at this point?
No, I really don't think there's an off season. Pretty much as soon as we're done at the track at the end of the season, we take the car back to the garage, we strip it, and we start preparing it for next year. And it's one of those things that it takes months to get it ready. And before you know it, January's here, and you got motorsports, you got all the mall shows, you got open practice in March, and season starts all over again.
It's crazy, and people think about, well, you have those couple months off, well, what's going on? But you're constantly getting ready. You've got the car to build, the car to get lettered. You're out there looking for sponsors. It's not, even if there was an off-season, there really is no such thing as an off-season in the sport because you're constantly working on things to make it better.
Exactly. Definitely, and the sponsorship is, that's something you've got to start even in the middle of your year. You start looking for next year's sponsors. And it's one of those, you just got to get on the street and keep pounding the pavement and knocking on people's doors. And sometimes it doesn't help, but, you know, you try your best you can.
Right, and the economy is not helping. I know Kenny Wallace has made the point over and over again when we've talked to him, too. With the economy the way it is, everybody's really hesitant about where they want to spend their money. But if you look at the stats and everything like that, the people attending or participating in motorsports events is going up. So when you're going to pay $50, $60 to take your family, each person out to an amusement park for the day, or you can go and spend $10, $15 per person and go see a race for the evening and relax and take your own food and everything like that, more families are going to take the racing action because they can go have a little bit of fun, they can get entertainment while they're out there, and be together as a family and save a little bit of money because they are taking their own food in because most parks don't let you do that anymore.
Right.
So they're seeking alternative means for entertainment for their family. And it's closer to home for them, too.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So now, what type of plans do you have coming up? Are you going to be doing any of the shows? Or
at this time, we are not going to be doing any of the shows. I would really like to do the Reading show, but with sponsorship money still coming in yet, we haven't had a chance to finish up with the car, so we're in the process of getting that taken care of. And plus, I don't want to put the stress and strain on the guys. I mean, it's hard enough to get the car rebuilt for this year to have to worry about, you know, getting ready for a show. So I would rather have them, you know, take their time, get everything taken care of, and then show up at the track for a practice day and go from there. I mean, if anything would come up where a sponsor would want the car, you know, at a show, that's a little different story. You know, we would obviously then press to, you know, suit the sponsor's needs when need be.
Right. And one of the things, too, is everybody has to realize, like, I know some of the people, they don't understand that you can't just go poof and a car's ready to go either. You know, you've got to coordinate your schedule with the person doing your lettering. You've got to coordinate it with the engine people, make sure your engine's ready to go, or if you're going to have it in there without the motor in already.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's so many different things you need to coordinate. And then just getting it there. Like some of these shows, motorsports, your setup is on Thursday. So, you know, you're going to have to get somebody to take off work to get the car down there, get it set up. to be able to do it within the time frame that they give you, because you can't take the car in after a certain time.
Right.
Once they put those carpets down, your car's not moving. And if your car's not there, it's not going to get in. They're not going to be real happy with you if they got to pick that carpet back up.
No, and you got to have the manpower, too, to push the car, because you said there's no engines in them, because they don't want any alcohol or any fuel in the cars. They don't want any kind of, you know, oil or anything in there, because they don't want to make a mess. So you got to have the manpower to push the car in, too. So it takes a lot of coordination to take care of.
So when we're seeing all these booths and everything set up down there, people have to realize there's a lot of people that are working behind the scenes, so that when you go in there on Friday afternoon, it looks amazing. It's breathtaking. All the booths are set up. Everything's pristine. Well, that's because everybody's been working since Thursday night up until the time those doors open to put it to where it is, so that you're walking in there, getting your fix for racing, getting you ready for the season.
Mm-hmm. Yep. You got Keith coming in here?
He should be any minute. I know he was working around his schedule tonight. So I know he's going to be calling in. Now, you have a couple sponsors staying on board from last year. So who do you have staying on board from last year?
Yeah. Our sponsors from this year are going to be my favorite and everybody's favorite at the racetrack is Sweet Indulgence by Christina. If anybody knows, when they come by my race car, they're always asking, Amy, you got any chocolate? So she gives us chocolate-covered Oreos to give out to the fans and everything. And let me tell you, they are awesome.
Yes, they are.
I actually had people at the banquet come up to me asking me specifically, Amy, got any chocolate with you? So I can tell you, as a woman loving chocolate, her stuff is all homemade. It's all fresh. It's good. She does internet orders. You know, she can take orders by email. She's wonderful. She's located up in Bethlehem. But if there was a situation where, you know, you needed something soon, I could probably pick it up for somebody and drop it off. I'd do that for her. But if anybody want to get a hold of Christina, she's actually Tuesdays and Saturdays she goes to Rice's Flea Market, which is down towards New Hope area. She'll have a stand there. And then also you can contact her by email, and her email is Chrissy, Chrissy50 at yahoo.com. Or always just get a hold of me and I can get you the information as well. But make sure this summer you stop by the car. We'll always have an announcement when we'll have the Oreos, but they go quick. And like I said, everybody, even the kids, they love the chocolate-covered Oreos.
Got to have something sweet at the racetrack, you know?
Exactly.
Bridgeport has their fried Oreos. Grandview has chocolate-covered Oreos.
We have chocolate-covered Oreos. And I'm telling you, it's one of the, you know, when you go anywhere and somebody says, hey, you got them, you know, I know it's a pretty good thing. We also, for this year, of course, we got Faulkner Steoka Ford of Quakertown. Have to see Big Mike at Faulkner Steoka Ford. He, you know, he's my husband, too, so it kind of helps. But if you see Big Mike, tell him that I sent you. Tell him his wife sent you. You know, maybe he can get you a really good deal on a new or used car. He can sell any kind of vehicle, new or used, and any, you know, model or any year. Just check him out. And,
oh, and I think we have the man of the hour. We do. Hold on. Mr. Gerhardt, are you there?
I am here.
Hey there.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing fine. How about you?
I am doing well. Everybody, this is Keith Gerhardt. You would know him as the, what does he do? He sings the
National Anthem.
Yes, the big national anthem at Grandview Speedway. But he also actually has a club that he has, and it's the Hose and Sack Poker Club, which has come on board as a sponsor for this year.
Yes, I have. This is my second car I'm sponsoring now. I have one in the modified division, and now I'm doing one in the late models.
He's moving up there.
and he's on break tonight, too.
Yes, I am. I have a 10-minute break, so I figured I'd take a shot and call in.
Now, tell everybody what you do, Keith.
I have a poker club that runs free Texas Hold'em games in bars and restaurants. I've been doing it. I'm in my eighth year now, and I currently have 10 different places that I do the games at, and it just is a lot of fun for the public to come out and just learn to play the game and have a few drinks, have some food, and just some good fellowship with friends.
Now, the key word there is you said free, so they don't have to bring their own money to gamble.
They do not have to play. It's legal gambling because there's no cash involved. They just play with play chips, and the clubs that I play in put up either a small cash amount or gift certificates or whatever to the winners, and I also give them awards. I give trophies and things like that out to the winners each week.
Very cool. And they don't have to have any experience. You'll teach, you'll train, get them to know
Absolutely.
How to play the game.
And just last night we had a person play for the first time, had no idea what he was doing. I have what we call little cheat sheets so they know what beats what and how to bet and things like that. And he had a great time and said he can't wait till he can come back next week to play.
Maybe I'll have to go because I don't know how to play poker at all.
Yeah,
so
we're going to have to go.
It's the easiest way to learn because it doesn't cost you anything to learn.
There you go. And then can I go to the casino and win big so I can buy another late model?
Oh, that's guaranteed.
Okay.
That's guaranteed. Oh, yeah. Yeah, everybody wins their first time.
Oh, good, yeah. That's good.
Yeah, you keep believing that.
Okay. You're going to teach us all the secrets so we can go down there and win?
Sure, absolutely. Yep. Yeah, I don't even play when I go to the casinos.
You know, they have that indoor midget race down in AC.
Yeah.
Coming up. We can learn by then. And
there we go. Can you teach us by then, Keith, so when we go down and see the AC indoor racing, we can, you know, hop on over to the casino and hit it big?
I'll be at the race both nights. I'll take you guys over to casinos if you're there.
All right.
I'll be there Friday and Saturday.
Oh, I may have to talk to you then.
All right. That sounds good.
Okay. I'll have to get a hold of you. All right.
Well, Keith, again, I just want to thank you very much for coming on board for this year on the late model, and we will do everything we can to get your word out there about the Hose and Sack Poker Club.
And I appreciate that, too. I've been a longtime fan. I've been going to Grandview Racing since I was about 12 years old with my dad on – we had the midget shows on Sundays, and I just want to give back to the sport. This is my way of doing it. So I enjoyed that much, and I want to keep it going if I can.
All right. Thank you so much.
Not a problem at all.
Well, we'll let you get back to your poker. I know that people want to win, but we will be in touch also. We'll be talking to you about Atlantic City.
Sure. No problem. You guys have a great night, and see you in April at the races.
All right. See
or
you
next
then.
Week. No, we'll see you next weekend at Motorsports.
Oh, Motorsports.
There you go. That's right. I will be there. So I'll be there on Saturday.
Yeah, see?
Sounds good. So, all right. I'll talk to you guys later.
All right. Bye. Thanks, Keith.
Yep. Bye-bye.
And there you have it. Keith is going to be joining A&B Motorsports this year. He's already sponsoring the number 87 of Eric Bine in the Modifieds, and now he's adding a second car to his lineup, and it's going to be helping out Amy and her team. And it's pretty cool. We're going to have to make sure they have some flyers and stuff like that to hand out. I know I've seen some of the stores. I've never had a chance to play, but it is really cool. You get to sit there and relax and eat and enjoy some great times with people and actually make a lot of new friends. And it's well worth it to just go out and socialize with everybody. And he has some awesome prizes that he gives away, too.
And what's nice, too, is the places he has. He's got some fire companies. He's got some, you know, restaurants, which is really nice because I know one place he goes to is Wally's Wicked Wings in Quakertown, which I've been to, and they've got great wings. I love them a lot. Plus, he goes to Green Lane Fire Company. So it's kind of all around that he has these different locations.
Yep, he travels all over. They're not in any one area. He tries to spread them out so that it's equal for everybody to get a chance to get to him. So make sure you go out there and check out his poker, and we'll make sure we get a post up to his page, too. It's hosensackpokerclub.com, and we'll get a link up there. But check him out and tell him that we sent you over there and have some fun and make some new friends. So now we talked about it. We're going to be seeing him next weekend at Motorsports.
Yeah.
Because you know we're going to run into everybody we know. It's Motorsports is our winter family reunion.
It is.
It's like our Christmas gathering. Everybody here on the East Coast knows, okay, I'll see you at Motorsports. That's the biggest thing you'll say to everybody is, I'll see you at Motorsports, because that's where we're all going to be next weekend. It's traveled around. It started off in King of Prussia area.
I think it was Valley Forge.
Valley Forge Convention Center, which is now the casino.
Right. And then I know it went to AC at one point.
It went from Valley Forge to Fort Washington, next to Honeywell there at the Fort Washington Expo Center, which is no more. From there, it went to AC for 2 years. The attendance, though, unfortunately, was just too far for a lot of people to travel to go down there. And then it came back home up here to the Greater Philadelphia Expo Center in Oaks, which I'm happy about, because for me it's a 10-minute drive, so I think it's the best thing in the world.
it's not that far for me anymore either, now that I've relocated to Ole. It's kind of nice, a short drive.
We were talking with Ernie, I forget how many years he says this has been going on, but I can tell you, I remember going to motorsport shows since I was a little kid.
Tell me so.
And one of the things is you're going to, everybody's going to get together. They're all going to talk. There's going to be race car parts and everything like that for sale. Race cars on display. Drivers are coming out to meet the fans. And for the men, there's Miss Motorsports competition you can check out on Saturday night. The girls will be out there strutting their self and trying to be the top girl to represent the, you know, trade show until next year. A lot of good entries in there this year again. It's always very, very hard for the judges to pick a winner. But unfortunately, somebody has to win, so those poor judges have to figure it out, and I'm glad I'm not one of them having to make that decision.
I'd rather just judge the cars.
But we have a couple appearances that they do have coming this year. Parnelli Jones is going to be there. He's there on Saturday. He's going to be doing a Q&A from 11 to 11:30, and then he's going to sign autographs later in the day from 1 to 3. So that's definitely somebody that you want to check out. Michael Waltrip's coming in on Friday night.
Oh, I like Michael.
Now, here's the thing, and this is, I love this, something that they've added to motorsport shows. You get to have your Q&A with the driver, which means you sat there, you waited all this time. Instead of having to stand in line anymore, now they line you up in seats, so you can sit there and relax while you're waiting for the driver to, you know, get there to sign autographs. So much easier, especially if you have kids. Just give them their little DSs and their games and let them play while you wait.
Right.
My mom did that to me when I was a kid. Here you go. Here's your Game Boy. Shows how old I am. We had the little gray Game Boys with the green screens, and you'd sit there and play that while you waited for drivers to come out. But the driver, before he signs autograph, Michael Waltrip's going to come out at 5 o'clock on the stage. They're going to, Shane Andrews will probably talk to him for a couple minutes. And, you know, a couple casual questions. But then they're going to turn that microphone over to you, the fans. They're going to say, all right, here you go. Have at it. You can ask him anything and everything that you've ever wanted to know about him. He's going to be doing this for a half an hour before he signs autographs. And it's really cool. My favorite thing so far is I've seen an 11-year-old stump Chad Knaus. Chad didn't know what to say. Even Matt Kenseth said that was a first. Because Matt was sitting there with him when it happened. So it's your chance to be the reporter and ask the questions. And I'll tell you what, I do. I hear a lot of really great questions coming from the fans when they do this. So I'm looking forward to seeing what you guys have to ask for him. And he's going to take the time. He's going to do it to take advantage of the situation. It's something that motorsports is doing. It's great to have. It's a great opportunity. So, you know, start thinking now what you want to ask him. And then after you ask him all the questions and you wear him out, he's going to sit up there from 5:30 to 7 o'clock, and he's going to sign one autograph per person. And meet his fans personally. You'll have a couple
maybe
seconds.
Maybe sneak a picture in there or something.
Yeah, you know, sometimes if you're quick enough, they'll let you get a picture. But, you know, they're very good at keeping those lines moving. They want to make sure everybody gets their autograph. And I know sometimes the fans go, but I have more than one thing to get signed. And I know everybody wants to get as many autographs as they can. But they limit it to one per person just so it is fair. So everybody does have that chance. Because think of it this way. You've waited that long to meet the driver. So has the person behind you.
Right.
And how would you feel if the person in front of you got to get through, but you didn't? So that's why they are so strict about it, and they do enforce it. And I know you guys want more, and you want time with them and everything like that, and I wish they could give you more time, but sometimes their schedules just do not permit that. And if they're rushing around from spot to spot, you know, at least they're giving us the time to come on up, and it's just a lot of fun. You know, you're getting that Q&A session beforehand. Use it. Take advantage of it. Ask him all the questions you want, and then go and enjoy the couple minutes that you get while you meet him.
Mm-hmm. Who else is going to be there on a Saturday? Saturday and Sunday, is there anybody scheduled?
Saturday, we're going to have the Dillon boys coming down. Ooh. Now, it's listed that Ty is going to do a Q&A from 1 to 1:30, just like Michael's doing, but it doesn't say Austin's going to. Now, has Austin and Ty both scheduled to sign autographs, but Austin's going to be signing from 1 to 3 o'clock, and Ty's signing from 1:30 to 3. So I'm kind of confused on this. I'm not sure if they're – I'm trying to see if I can figure this out, if they're in separate booths or – because they're both listed on the D-Hall stage from 1 to 1:30 for a one-on-one, but on the other page it has different.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to assume they're both going to be out there doing one-on-one with everybody doing the Q&A session for the half an hour and then – signing autographs.
I can tell you right there, that's the future of NASCAR. They can wheel some cars.
They can, and they are so full of manners. I love it when you walk by them and stuff like that, and you're at the track, and you know, you take your picture, they'll go, thank you, ma'am, and stuff like that. And it's, they're the sweetest people in the world, you know.
I personally, I like, there's a tie that wears the big, big cowboy hat. One of them wears a big cowboy hat. You can't miss them walking through the pit. It's
kind of funny. But you can just tell they were raised right with tons and tons of respect, and it's just a real pleasure to be around them. So definitely take advantage of the opportunity to go meet them on Saturday. You're going to want to get there early, get in line early. I hate to say it, but pretty much once that show opens on Saturday, you're going to want to get in line for their autograph.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to be sitting there for 2 hours, but like I said, bring the kids their DSs and you'll be good to go.
As for me, no, I'll be going to the seminars. There's plenty of seminars that are going on Friday and Saturday, and those are unfortunately what I will be going to.
There are, and you know, that's the thing. People are, when they don't see all the drivers and stuff in the booth sometimes, they got to realize that the drivers are there running around just as crazy as the fans are. You know, on Saturday night, the drivers are going to have seminars such as the basics of racing, learning about setups and tires and general maintenance and things like that, which is great for anybody. It's geared more towards like your street, your pure, your factory stock, and front-wheel drive cars, your car division. So, you know, they're going to be sitting there in that session from 5 to 6 o'clock, and then some of them are going to follow over from 6:30 to 7:15. They have one for legal issues in racing and with the racing business. If you're a car owner or a team owner, you need to be in this. You need to go sit there. This is free advice, legal advice. Not that you're having to pay other than your admission ticket to get in. You can ask them any questions you want. Questions will be answered at no charge during the presentation. And you get a chance to talk to the lawyer and ask them. You know, if you got questions about taxes, if you got questions about advertising, all that stuff can be answered in the seminar. So it's definitely something as an owner you need to check out, or send a representative from your team to check out for you if you can't make it there in person. It's a lot of knowledge that you're going to pay a lot of money for if you don't attend the seminar. And that's exactly what these seminars are all about. They are geared to help you out to learn more about the industry, but try and make it a little bit more affordable. Like I said, if you're going to go pay for some of these seminars, I know I've seen advertised some of the seminars they have that are done at the company's location, $1,200 a person, $700 a person. And then not only that, a lot of them are farther away to get to, so you're going to have to worry about transportation, hotel, the whole nine yards.
Well, usually your late model setup seminars that you would do it's usually the weekend of the whole day, and it costs close to $500 per person. And if you have, you know, you're doing setup and you've got a whole crew to pay for, it can be a lot of money, you know, and a lot of times, you know, the crew guys are paying for it out of pocket. So what's nice is at least you get the basics. You get the basic information here at Motorsports, and it's free. I prefer, you know, the Jim Bernheisel one, which is the laser chassis setup for dirt late models. Great guy, 12 o'clock to 1 o'clock on Saturday. And you go in there, and it's also kind of cool, too, as a fan to go and listen to what really goes into a race car. It's not just they put the tires on and they put the gas in and they go. From what I've learned over the past 2 years, it is incredibly so much more than you would ever imagine being there.
You mean you don't just show up at the racetrack, no, open the doors, roll the car out, it goes out on the track and
no,
wins?
No, you don't. You
oh,
don't.
Man, that's how it's I thought not, it was done.
Yeah, no, unfortunately it's not. It's a lot more than that, and I've learned quite a bit over the past couple of years. So I always like going to the seminars because, you know, sometimes they'll mention something and you're like, oh, I didn't know that, and you put it in, you know, your setup book for one time, and hey, guess what? It might win you a feature or a heat race or something.
And if it doesn't work, you always have those notes to look back through, too, and go, okay, we did this, and it did this, and that's not what we wanted. So obviously we didn't go the right direction. You know, and I don't think a lot of people realize that. You'd hear about the NASCAR guys talking about how they keep the records and the books and stuff like that. But your local drivers are doing the same thing. They have their logs. They have their information that they keep there so they know what's going on week in and week out. So they could say, it was 90 degrees, the track was super dry, we did this to the car, and it worked great. So the next time you have a 90-degree night with it being super dry, you have a starting point of where you need to be at to try and make the car work to where you want it to be.
Right.
Now you just got to hope. The driver, though, which is the uncontrolled factor in all this, is in the same mindset as that night, too, you know, and that's the other thing. You can get that car to be the same for them as it was before, but
yeah,
everybody has a bad day.
if it happens to be full moon, because, you know, I swear by the full moon factor. I'm telling you, it happens. And, you know, you get a driver that gets a little pushy and decides to push you out of the way, or even your driver gets a little pushy and gets sent to the rear or something.
Or the rain delays.
Yes, the rain delays.
And then
you end up at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
Which, I'm so thankful for the Rogers for having that race go for the Forest Rogers Memorial. They really got it in good.
That was a lot of work that they did to get that race in that night.
3 a.m. in the morning. That was a little rough.
Yeah, but it was a really good race.
It was a good race.
Those guys had to be so tired by the time they were done, and they put on such a great show that night.
Mm-hmm.
So, now here's another thing, and I want to get this out there, and I want to give Bob credit for this. Bob Yurko is going to hold a seminar at Motorsport this year from 1:15 to 2 o'clock. If you can get this into your schedule down there, go take it. Go attend the seminar. Bob Yurko is an absolutely amazing photographer. He does HDR photos, which will just blow your mind. If you don't know what they are, I'll send you a link to see his work. It is absolutely amazing what he can do. He's going to have a seminar for taking photos at the track. It's for amateur people or people looking to enter the business of photography. He's going to go over the basics of racing photography, and one attendee, remember this, guys, one lucky person who attends this seminar is going to get a chance to be up close and personal during the Miss Motorsports competition and take pictures of her. So, guys, hello, you're going to get up there, so dig out your cameras, go learn from Bob. He's going to teach you some great stuff. Make sure you have pencil and paper and take lots and lots of notes, because you're not going to want to miss this. If you've even thought about taking pictures, if you enjoy even just taking pictures from your camera phone in the grandstands, go take his class. Go learn from the best in the industry. You're not going to regret it. And I'll tell you what, he's probably going to have some of his work on display there, and it's just going to make your jaw drop, because it is beautiful. It is amazing. And I don't even know how he does some of the stuff, but I love looking at it, and I enjoy it. And I just can't say enough good things about Bob.
One thing about motorsports that's also great, it's very family-oriented. They've got the little trike bike.
The big
wheel races for the kids. And they've got the race area that's got the big spinning wheel for prizes
yep.
and everything. But also what's really nice is it's not expensive. For children, 6 to 12, $5. Anybody under the age of 6 is free all weekend. I mean, how wonderful is that? I mean, it's a great way to get the kids out, get their racing fixed for a little bit. $5 for ages 6 to 12. I know my daughter, Emily, is going to be freaking out because she's going to get to go see the race cars, and that's her thing. She likes to do that. My son, unfortunately, he's 14 now, Brandon. He's 14, and he gets to be the adult. So adult tickets are $14, which isn't too bad.
Or your three-day pass for 30.
Yes, I'd rather get the three-day pass. That's what I'm getting.
It's easier to do it that way. So.
Right, but I know normally I take the kids on a Sunday.
Yep.
That's when a lot of it used to be family day, I think.
Sunday is still family day.
Okay.
On Sunday, the kids get in for free with a paying adult. So definitely take them down on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
They have the big wheel races, like you were saying. And on Sunday, they have the Little Miss Motorsports pageant and Tiny Miss Motorsports pageant. So, you know, the big ladies have their time Saturday night, but the little girls win our hearts Sunday morning.
Yes, they do. Maybe,
and
maybe I can get Emily to do that. Come on, Emily, let's do Little Miss Motorsports. What do you think?
And if you want more information on motorsports, you can go to Area Auto Racing News' website. It's www.aarn.com. And on there is entry forms. If you were thinking about doing any of the competitions, you can still enter, I believe, for Miss Motorsports if there's anybody out there that hasn't done it yet. You know, you can still sign up. There's the complete schedule on there, your pricing and everything like that. So make sure you check it out. Make sure you get down there. And if you see us, don't forget to wave us down, because we'll be the ones running around like crazy.
Yeah, smile and say, hey, I heard your first night on the radio, Annie.
And unlike the old building, like we used to throw things from King of Prussia when they had the top area for the autograph sessions, you had to cut out opening if you wanted to get somebody's attention down below. You just throw something up. Please don't throw anything anymore. And go out there and support your drivers and the businesses that are there. You know, the businesses that are there are the businesses that are supporting your favorite drivers and tracks throughout the year to help be able to bring you the motorsports you see every weekend. So, you know, make sure you stop by and see them. Stop by and see your local racers that are going to be there with their cars on display. I'm sure a lot of them will have apparel and things like that on display. you know, support your local teams while you're down there.
Definitely. That's, you know, the big thing, too, is, you know, plus we get to see, you know, what drivers are coming in with what paint schemes. That's always the big thing. I always like to check out everybody's paint schemes before I go and pick mine.
Yeah, these guys there that put their cars on display now, and for everybody else that hasn't gotten their cars done, you can just kind of go, I like that, I like that. Ooh, that color's really cool, you know. So thank you for being prepared and being early and being ahead of schedule for the rest of us who still sit there going, I don't know what colors I
want. Yeah, my lettering guys are like, oh, really? We're into March now, Amy. Come on. Practice is the end of the month. Yes.
Practice is tomorrow. What color do you want the car?
Oh, wait, I got to buy aluminum yet? Oh.
Going to get the paintballs out this year. Whatever paintball splatters on the car is what's going to be.
No, don't tell that. My kids will have a field day with that.
I'll tell your husband to do that.
No. No paintballs. No spray paint, no nothing.
I think you should have it ready for the Reading show, and do like Kenny Gilmore did the 1 year, and let the kids sign it.
Yes, we can do. They used to do that for the 76er when they had the fan fest. They would do that.
He'd bring that out for the 76er too. You could sign on the car, but he did it the 1 year at Motor or at Reading, and he had a plain white car, and gave the kids a cup of paint and a paintbrush and go, there you go, decorate it, and that's what his car looked like on opening day.
That could be fun, but then you could get some kids that would write some really nasty stuff, like, you know, you suck or something on there. That would be my luck.
Man, you caught my plan already. Oh, man.
Nice going, you know, drive skull crossbones on
hey,
it.
Hey, that could be good.
Although I am saying this year we are putting – now, see, I remember back in the day with the race cars, I always remember, you know, your – Harry Nyman and all them, and that had the little characters on your car. You had the, what was it, Oscar the Grouch and
Oscar was on Tom Morton's car, and John Geisler used to have the furry animal on his garage stall. Buffalo or something.
Oh, yeah, you had the Pink Panther with Tommy Herbert and everybody. So this year, I am proud to say I am bringing back some kind of a cartoon character on the car. I'm not going to say what yet.
No,
but
she won't say, but I know it is, and I got all excited about it, so it's okay. It's a good one.
But I'm excited.
She's going to make a stupid song be stuck in my head all the time.
Sorry. But yeah, I mean, I think that's, you know, it's important for kids to see something. And there is somebody in the Modifieds who had.
We have Family Guy, and we had Looney Tunes last year.
Right, and the year before it was Phineas and Ferb. I was so excited. It was the number 3 card. Phineas and Ferb on it, and Perry the Platypus.
Yep, and this year he went to Family Guy.
Yeah, I'd rather keep with the
keep it with the kids stuff.
So that's what I'm going to do this year. We're going to put cartoon characters on the car, try to get the kids more engaged and involved. Because once you get the kids roped in, then you get the adults roped in, and plus then you come and you get the cookies at my car. You know, it's
you're going to make sure you have lots of goodie bags this year.
Yes, lots of goodie bags. Come and get some pens. Cause hero cards we're going to do. Thank you, Tammy.
As soon as I know what the car looks like. Yes. Everything but that.
Yeah,
once I know that, then we can
try to get a more interactive website, which thank you, Row Web Design, for doing our website. I've gotten him a little busy lately. Last night I messaged him late at night, and I'm like, you got to do this on my page. And he's like, oh, okay. And it was like 10 o'clock at night. Sorry, Warren.
I remember to email him every weekend.
Yes. Oh.
That's another thing, you know, social media has really changed the face of the sport. You know, you've got Brad Keselowski tweeting, you know, using Twitter and tweeting last year from the car, which apparently he got in trouble for. But then I saw a picture today from Jimmy Johnson that said, I'm here to hurry up and wait. And he's sitting there on pit road ready to go out to, you know, do their practice session. So he's tweeting pictures from inside the car now. So why couldn't Brad do it? But Jimmy can do it. Hello?
Well, Jimmy can do anything. You know that.
Yeah, Jimmy's 5-time.
Okay, I guess I shouldn't be saying who my favorites and non-favorites are on the show anyway.
Just like we've learned today, and it's no big shocker, Danica's not going to run the Indy 500 and try and do the Coca-Cola 600 in the same day. Really? We were really thinking about that.
Oh,
fans were really hoping she would do that.
Our guys
were so exhausted trying to do that.
Yeah, I really wish she really can drive a car. I kind of wish she didn't do her whole GoDaddy thing in the beginning because that really gave her a negative image. And that's unfortunate with a lot of women in motorsports. You get the negative image.
And we've talked about that a lot. I don't want you using your appearance to sell yourself as a driver.
Right.
I want you using your talents and your skills and your personality. Right. You know, you could have the best-looking girl in the car, but if she can't drive,
it's not going
to
help.
It's not worth your time or your money and your effort if she's not going to be able to cut it.
Yeah.
So you have to be realistic in a lot of this, and it's hard to say, but it's true. But then again, there's a lot of great girls that can do it. We've got Katie McCardle up at our track who can show those boys how to get around that track.
She is going to win this year, I'm telling you. She is
She had her third last year. I mean, she's been close, and she's right there with everybody. She's strong. She's a good competitor, clean competitor. And she's just knocking on the door. It's going to happen.
She's a feisty little thing, too, because, I mean, if she didn't, you would see her, because she's a little thing. And
little redhead.
You wouldn't expect her to be feisty enough, but let me tell you, she could probably throw a nice punch at you.
I don't know if she would get that. I don't know. But she's a great personality. We've had her on the show. She's a great spokesperson for the sport and the track. And I can't wait to see her on Victory Lane. I really can't.
We're all going to be excited.
We got excited last year when Joe won. I mean,
yeah, that's true.
That was a cool night, too, you know. And that's the thing. And as a media member, I have to stay unbiased for the most part. But there's still that excitement that comes with seeing somebody get their first win. And there's just nothing you can compare that to because you're just so excited for them. You get to know all the drivers on such a personal level that when things like that happen, it's an honor to be able to share in that moment and be able to capture that moment for them because you're not going to get your first win ever again. Your first win is your first win.
Mm-hmm.
You can't go, I got my first win, and then next year go, I got my first win. It's not the same reaction. That whole sitting in that car, pulling in the victory lane for the first time and letting it all sink in, it's just amazing for any driver. And to be able to witness it and to see the emotion of not only them but their crew coming running across the track.
Exactly.
And their fans and family coming across the track from the other side. And everybody's just running together to each other to celebrate. It's just an awesome experience.
Because, you know, the unsung heroes of racing are actually the crew members. They put, you know, nights, long nights at the garage. I mean, yes, the driver's there too, but it's the crew members, it's the families that put up with the crew members. Yeah, they're really the unsung heroes. And I know for my crew, I am so blessed to have such a great group of guys and the girls too, because, you know, the wives, they sit and they cook and they do that every other week. And, you know, the guys really appreciate that. And then we've got the other, you know, unsung heroes there too, the mom, you know, of the driver and the cousin of the driver. You know, it's like everybody is such a close-knit family. And
the kids.
And the kids, you can't forget my kids. You know, they scrape their mud on Sundays. They've paid their dues. You know, my daughter's rolled a couple tires a couple times. And, you know, she likes to spray her mom with the hose every once in a while when she washes the car. So, so Emily and Brandon, yes, I appreciate everything that you guys do on that race car. And Brandon, actually, this year was his first year in the pits.
I know.
So he was so excited, and he just kind of didn't really know what to do. Oh. But we'll get him.
I keep getting the mom. Yeah, I'm 14. Yes. Mom. Yes. I can get the pits this year.
Which actually, the NASCAR licenses came out this year. The renewals came out. I guess we should talk about that real quick for the pricing. In case anybody wants to know, for the owners and the drivers of the modifieds, it's $190. And if you get a learner's permit, it's also $190. And then for any crew members, it's $95. And I think that went up $5 from last year.
Yeah,
I'm not
it used
sure.
to be 90 when I'd go in.
Yeah, and then for the Charger division, which is the late models and I believe the Sportsmen, they're $95 for owner and driver as well. So as you can tell right there, the modifieds and the late models and Sportsmen, they have quite a difference in the NASCAR license, which really it doesn't change anything. It's the point funds a little
and
more.
And what a lot of people probably don't understand is this license, all it means is you can go to the track and race. That's all it gets you. That money is the one-time fee paid at the beginning of the year. And then every week you have to pay your pit admission fee. And then, of course, fuel, tires, to and from the track.
Yes. So food for the crew.
You got to feed the crew. You got to take care of everybody. So it's not, compared to the Cup Series, it's cheap, yes. But it's not as cheap as what everybody thinks it is. It takes a lot of money to get a car, get it to the track, and be competitive. You know, you see street stock races, and I can't even think about this now. Street stocks used to be just some junky car they pulled out of the junkyard that willingly still had a motor that would work, that they welded a couple bars in, they're good to go. I see street stocks now that they have so much money in them, I'm like, it's just a world of difference. Even demolition cars have more work done to them than what they used to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not what it used to be. The sport is growing. It's becoming super competitive. And it's not cheap. How much is a gallon of fuel right now for you guys?
Well, we buy it by the drum, and I know last year it was $160 for a 55-gallon drum of fuel, and that would last us 2 weeks.
And we cringe about having to pay almost $4 a gallon in gas in our car.
Which actually that is going to be, we're going to pay more fuel this year because the late models are now 25 laps. So that 5 extra laps, depending how many caution laps we get in there, you know, we're sucking up the fuel and we're not getting any additional pay, you know.
As of yet, they're still working on trying to find some extra sponsors and things like that.
Which would be nice, you know, and I'm not going to complain because personally I look at it as I like the extra 25 laps because once we get going, the battling and the racing is right up there with your modified.
And some of these races that we had this year, you know, you're sitting there going, they only had a couple more laps, I would have gotten them. So.
Or in my case, if it was only a 25-lap race, we could have won. But that's okay.
Or the nights where we see the rain's coming, and we know it's coming, and they're on the track. It's like, oh, we're going to get wet. But, yep, we're on the track. We're sitting there with Atlanta Forest Rogers. We're on the track. We're lined up. Yo, get him off the track. Get him in the pits, you know.
But I look at it as an owner, but as also as a fan, it's not about the money. It's not about the money to me. It's about the time with the family. It's about having fun. It's enjoying what I've grown up knowing. And that's what it is to me. I mean, I love it, and it's always going to be a part of me. Because everybody's like, oh, why don't you go modified racing? Well, one, I don't, you know, that's a little too much money there, but... You know, that's not what's in my blood. My blood has always been in the late models.
And that makes sense, you know. And the other thing people have to realize, too, is you're not going to get rich doing this.
Mm-mm, no.
You know, you're not. Okay, the biggest payout last year at Grandview was $50,000 to 76, or this year it's only $25,000 to win. Wow, that sounds like a lot of money to some people. Okay, you just won, you know, $50,000 last year. That's, you know, a year's pay for some people. But... Now, you've had fuel to get there, mm-hmm. your entry fees, your tires, which they wore out the tires that night at Grandview for that long of a race. They had to fuel up halfway through the feature. They had to have the pit stop. So you start adding everything up, and you pay all your bills, and you start paying back some of the other expenses throughout the season, and that $50,000 gets spent really, really quickly.
Oh, it does. It goes so quickly.
So this isn't something that you're going to get rich on, but you're going to go out and you're going to have a lot of fun, and you are going to get that family time. And the same with just going out and watching the races. You're going to get that family time with your family sitting in the grandstands, cheering for your favorite drivers. You know, and it's an experience that if you haven't gone and done, I can't even describe it to you. I mean, I started going there when I was born, you know, from the days of Reading up through Grandview to being a program seller to going out racing motocross, coming back now as a photographer and a writer at the track. It's a world of difference. And to somebody who's never been to a race before, there's no way of explaining to them the addiction, for lack of better words, which is pretty much what it is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the addiction that we have to the sport. You know, we gather at Grandview the week before Thanksgiving to honor our champions. But that's our Thanksgiving dinner for a lot of us. We're together as a family in one spot, celebrating a great year. And, you know, it's the same as when all your family gathers at the table Thanksgiving Day and Christmas Day. Same thing with motorsports. That's our Christmas. You're going there and you're going shopping to get the good deals for the parts that you're going to need for the upcoming season. And again, you're gathering together. You're going to run into competitors. You're going to run into friends. You're going to have your team going with you. It's a huge family thing. Racing is a huge extended family. Everybody helps each other out. Everybody works together. I don't care, and I know it's been done, and I've seen it done. You're battling for the points championship, and first place's car breaks. Doesn't matter what you're in anymore. Doesn't matter that you're in a battle for the points championship. It matters about getting them out there, because it's better to beat them fairly on the track than to beat them because they sat in the pits because you couldn't give the time up to help them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's 100% what this sport is. Everybody helps out everybody else. They look out after each other. They take care of each other. And I wouldn't want to be living my life any other way.
Exactly. One thing I think we need to also remember is, you know, when you're at the races and you see whether it's your favorite driver or the driver you don't like, whatever sponsor is on their car, if you could go and, you know, use their products or see them, or the restaurant, go to that restaurant, enjoy their food, it doesn't matter whose car they're on, you need to promote them and you need to, you know, support them, because so many times the little guys, the little businesses go out of business. Like, I lost one this year, and it was really sad. You know, I really wish I could have got them even more exposure than we did that year, but it's like, you know, you really need to help support all the racing, you know, sponsors that are out there. Like, me as pizza in Ole, PA. I had them for dinner tonight. Let me tell you, they got some good food, and they sponsor, you know, CBD and Howard and Kirkler, and there's a couple other ones that they're on for cars and everything, but yeah, they've got very good food. If you're ever in Ole and you need a slice of pizza or really good baked ziti, I suggest stopping there. There's my selfish plug.
Now I know where I'm going to tell you to pick up food for me on your way down to the track. Although Grandview Pizza, you got to have Grandview Pizza.
I don't know.
Or the cupcakes you made last year.
Yes, I make cupcakes. And that's another thing, too. Stop at my car, you know, the 46-8 model. Sometimes I got cupcakes, too, you know, or other kind of goodies there, depending.
Well, you have to make sure you have goodie bags this year.
Yes,
you have goodie bags to hand out. You know, and
we're in trouble now.
We got a caller. Oh, Lord. Oh, boy.
Yes, Mr. Adams.
Hey, ladies, what's happening?
Hey, not much. What are you up to tonight?
Well, I just logged in here to see what you girls were up to. How's it going?
I think we're alive.
We're doing good. We're just rambling on.
Two ladies rambling on. Boy, there's a shocker.
I don't know how you and Whippy do this. You know that.
Well, Whippy does good. I just suck at it. I'm just along for the ride.
Oh, that's not true. You know it.
I quit the show again yesterday.
No, you didn't. You're not allowed.
Yeah, well,
I'm your permission.
Quitting again.
No.
I'm going to quit again tonight, too.
I rehired you.
As long as I'm doing this, you're not allowed to quit. So.
Oh, misery loves company, right?
Exactly. And she's found a really cool place to eat at, too, now.
Oh, where?
Nia's Pizzeria over in Ole, PA.
Oh, yeah. They sponsor quite a few race cars locally.
Yes, they do. They've got very, very good food. I had some baked ziti tonight, and ooh, it was yummy.
So are you guys together in a studio, or are you at separate ends of the spectrum here?
We are in the same room,
sitting right next to each other.
Oh, man.
Stop, Joey.
Oh, man.
Stop.
This is not good. Is it going to be like this every Thursday?
It might be at my house one Thursday. I don't know.
Ooh, I have to figure out how to get there.
It's not that hard.
Okay.
Only not that hard to find.
Oh, boy.
Especially when the fair's in town.
Exactly. Or RNC.
Yeah. Poor Joey. Well, maybe we'll have to invade Joey some night, too.
Yeah. So, Mr. Adams, are you still there? Did we lose you?
Are you there? Oh, he lost internet. Well, he didn't know what to say.
He heard RNC, and he probably chose to turn off the thing.
I know his internet connection very well, and if he's on his laptop, it loves to boot him.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what it is about his laptop, but for some reason, Skype does not like him.
I don't even know what a Skype is. So.
Oh, that's this other window over here.
Okay.
It's okay. Skype is kind of calling through his computer.
Yeah, I am not a very good computer technical person. I mean, I can do my, you know, whatever job I've got, I can do. But, yeah, this technical stuff now, I don't know. I was listening on the phone last night. That was kind of cool.
Yeah, you can do it through the phone, through the iPhones and the Droids and everything like that. And as long as you stay in the right little spot at Grandview, you can do the show from up there, too. But you got to be in the right little spot, kind of. You know, hanging off the back of my Jeep.
Yeah, I cannot get any kind of cell phone service in the pit area.
Turn one is really good down in the infield,
okay.
But y'all can't get there.
That doesn't help us, because what's nice is the shocks that we just got for this year, we actually have 24/7 health assistance. So if we're at the track and we can't figure out what we're doing, we're able to call them. And I'm like, that's not good. If we can't get a signal, what are we going to do?
Yeah, that's not going to work so well.
Mm-hmm.
We'll work on that.
Yeah, we'll work on that.
You know, and one of the other seminars that we saw at Motorsports, and I'm hoping Grandview is going to do something like this year, is social media. It's taken over the industry, from tweeting lifetime pictures to using Ustream to do live interviews in Victory Lane with the drivers. there's so many options out there available, and I'm excited to kind of hope that we're going to go that way this year at Grandview a little bit. I know we're going to try some with Garage Talk and stream a little bit this year and step out of the comfort zone. And
I wonder if I can get Danny to do that. Maybe Danny can tweet as he's turning the corners. You know, I don't know.
I don't know if I want any of my drivers out there tweeting and turning.
I'll tell Danny. Yeah, that's your new job, too. You got to tweet.
Maybe voice-activated tweeting. No, wait, that may not be good either.
No, that wouldn't be good.
We may not want to read
that.
It's
bad enough when you have the in-car camera, because we have one of those little GoPro cameras.
Yeah,
last year we heard a couple choice words.
We have the GoPro, which I got to get mine working again for this year. We have a V-holder that we stick in the cars. Mm-hmm. We stuck it in Ron's car last year. It was really cool until the battery fell out.
Good.
And there's a new camera out now, which you can see and hear everything the driver sees and hear. It pairs up to your phone. And you can see and everything and hear everything they're doing. It's a one-way communication, so it doesn't violate any policies. We already double-checked with everything on that.
I was going to say, I'm sure they could probably figure out a way to make that.
As of right now, AMA and NASCAR have not ruled against this camera because we know people that have been using it. We know some tracks that have tested it out for us already and made sure it worked. So it is pretty cool. The only downside is when you're live streaming, you can't record.
Oh, okay. That wouldn't be good, because I like watching the YouTube videos.
But it's neat to be able to watch it live as they're going around.
Yeah, that is neat. Well, then you just got to get two different cameras. So.
Yeah.
I know my husband, he's really big on the GoPro camera, so this year hopefully we can keep up on that. But, you know, I've got to take the card and download YouTube, and I don't know. It just gets to be too much for me.
I might have to bring my laptop and bring it straight up to you.
Well, of course, my husband, he wants to, like, take the trailer, and he wants to have a big computer, you know, wall monitor on there.
Oh, my goodness.
He wants to deck
it. Does he want the war wagon, too, while we're at it?
Yeah, he wants everything. He wants
to deck
it out.
And who's dragging that pit cart across those stones?
Not me.
I don't want to have to try and push that thing. They're heavy.
Yeah, they are.
It ain't going nowhere. Oh, hold on. I think this is Joey back. Did you give up on your Skype?
I got booted. It's just like a Tuesday night show here.
You probably got booted.
Yeah.
It's your laptop, I'm telling you.
My God, I just suck at life. This whole Skype thing.
I'm not.
Just don't suck at doing my race car this year. Come on. Just kidding.
For that, you didn't hear our idea for her car, did you?
No. This ought to be something special.
We're going to let loose paintballs on it. Whatever color hits it first, the color it's going to be.
You know what? That's not bad. At least it's something different. At least it's not swoopy stripes or flames or something like that that's been done 10,000 times already. So it'd be nice to have something different for a change.
Could you imagine doing a whole car by shooting it with paintballs? You could let a lot of aggression out of that.
Yeah, I was just going to say.
But
that'd be kind of cool.
You dent the tin and then you'd be popping rivets and everything. No.
Okay, so we have to have it unassembled while we do it.
No.
Yes. Yeah, just start firing away. I think it's a great idea.
She's ruling this out.
No.
How about we just stand there? What is that one painter that just gets paintbrushes and starts winging paint every which direction?
Like a paint sprinkling system.
Yeah.
You know, just start throwing paint. She don't want to throw paintballs at, so we just throw the paintbrushes full of it, or put the whole can and slosh it towards it and see where it lands. It'll get attention.
I love it. I think it should be done. There you go, Ann. It's all you.
There you go.
No pressure. This is live radio. Can't back out now.
I don't know. Maybe we'll take a poll. Can we do a poll on here and we'll do it on Facebook?
Yeah, Warren, we need a poll. Warren.
What color should the 46 late model be this year?
And how should we paint it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What method of
there
painting
you have it.
Use?
No, I have some ideas. We need to get together and chat.
Okay. We could do that.
It'll be
fun. You know, I can screw this up as good as anybody.
Hey, you know.
But I tell all my customers.
Hey, you know, that's okay. Although I don't want a big A on the side. It's got to be an AMB. So you can add on an AMB to the after the
There you
A.
go.
Oh, man. You got to show love for the A. You got to show love for the A.
Big A in her logo.
There you go.
And she's AMB.
A is standalone. It's all standalone. But in your case, I'll be nice and I'll put an MB after it.
Okay, good. That's good.
I'll be nice. And, you know, I don't want to change the subject, but something you ladies just glossed over something here, and I didn't want to let this go because it's way too easy not to let go.
Wanted
to take a poll. And I found that whenever Tammy's around, you know, now you wanted to take a poll, everything turns sexual when you're around Tammy. Did you ever notice that?
Here we go.
Wait. Just because I'm on the show doesn't mean we're going to start doing any kind of this innuendo stuff, because I don't want to hear about it. No sexual stuff.
Oh, no. It's Tammy. I'm telling you.
You should tell between, where this show from.
Between Scott and Whippy and I, to usually Tuesday nights we're at Bible study, but she forced us to do this radio show.
Yeah, okay.
So.
I don't believe that.
You don't believe. Yeah, well, it's almost true. And she puts a lot of really very, very impure thoughts into her mind. And it's, she's bad.
Me?
Yes.
He doesn't know me too well then, huh?
Hey, I hang out in the corner too. Just remember that. On Saturday nights, I'm always on the corner.
I know. I've drove past a few times. So Amy, you said that you're kind of bad too. You sort of hinted on that. So this is going to be the dynamic duo on Thursday nights. It's going to be racing. We're going to talk about racing, race cars, sex, maybe a little bit more racing, and back to sex. Shades of Grey, and then more sex, and then end the show with, oh, by the way, go to your local racetrack on Saturday.
Hey, Angel, we have 50 Shades of Grey
on the car.
See, there you have it. Oh my.
Like a car themed after a sex book.
Wait, I better call Danny. Danny, is that okay? Although I've been told, Danny already said, you know, I don't care what color it is, just as long as I can drive. I'm like, okay, that's fine by me.
Yeah, I tell you what, they all look the same from the driver's perspective, you know. But I appreciate you wanting to chat with me to make your car look somewhat fancy. And I always tell my customers this too, especially new ones. I will promise you I will do the best that I can do for what I have. So that I always promise.
Sounds good to me.
And I'm sure he's going to put a low down and dirty sticker on there somewhere too, so be prepared for that.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, now. You
got to
rep the LD&D.
I think they should find the logo and see if they can find it after you get done their car.
Oh, it's kind of like a weird logo.
There you go.
Where's Joey?
Yeah.
Just as long as he doesn't put any extra writing in your number 4, you're okay.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And he picks on me.
Yeah, you know. I saw that and I'm like, oh, my.
I didn't have anything to do with that either, so just so he can't blame it on me.
Oh, boy. So.
I see how these conversations can go. Jeez.
Yeah, they don't go well. It's always her. There's one common denominator.
Thanks, Joey.
Not hard to figure out. No, you're welcome.
I'm being good.
You know I love you, buddy.
I'm being good.
That's good. Well, that's what we hear. But anyway.
Thanks, Joe. Thanks.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. So. Great. Amy, let me ask you this. This is your first time on the radio. Do you feel comfortable?
I do feel pretty comfortable.
It's not bad. Once you get into it and see what's going on, you say some stupid things every now and again, like if you're like me, and then you're like, oh, it's cool, and we'll forget about it. Then you realize, hey, these shows are archived. Awesome. Anybody can listen anytime.
Thanks.
Sweet.
You didn't remind me on that one. Great.
Yeah, I just wanted to point that out to you, just in case you forgot. Look, how do your numbers look tonight, Tammy?
I don't know. I'm not in that screen. I got people.
Hi,
oh,
people.
You have people?
I see Greg Hoffmaster. So, hi, Greg.
Hi, Greg.
I see you. And I don't know. And I have lots of guests, but they don't log in. If you log in with your Facebook, you can chat in the chat room. But if not, you can't chat. You just look as a guest in there, and that's the only way we can see you.
Well, I tried valiantly to log into Facebook and do that with you, but failed miserably.
Get
so,
your laptop. We'll have
I'm on the
Scott
phone right now.
It.
Yeah, something's peculiar with it. I don't know what the deal is. Maybe it's just the operator.
No, because it kicked Mike off when we had him on there. Or who was that that was using your computer? It kept kicking him off the internet, too.
Well, then maybe it is the laptop. We'll have to investigate.
We will. We'll have to check it out. We can do that.
Absolutely. So what was your topic of discussion before I so rudely interrupted you?
Supporting your local small businesses that support auto racing.
Awesome. Like how you ladies think.
Yes. That's because, you know, we were talking about Nia's, because I had dinner there tonight, so we thought I'd plug them quite a few times now.
Mm-hmm. And she also has her Hayden's Candle fundraiser going on as well,
yes,
which is one of the sponsors for Girls Getting the Facts, which she made sure the candle's burning. She was having fun checking it out.
We touched upon that on Tuesday night's show. Could you explain that to me a little bit more in depth to what you have cooking there?
Yeah, basically we're going to have four different fundraisers throughout the year. This
mm-hmm.
first one now is running until the end of January, and the candles will be in hand probably hopefully before Valentine's Day, if not a couple days after.
Cool.
It's actually scents that I pick out personally. Yes, I had 80 different candles, let me tell you. We picked 12 different candles, and we named them different things, racing-themed, you know, type names, and that's about it. And it's to help raise money for the AMB Motorsports team, help buy a couple tires, that kind of stuff, you know.
Cool. Well,
and
I wish you much success with that.
The first two special edition ones are Green Flag and Yellow Flag.
Yes.
Which are the first two limited edition runs.
Yeah, we are going to do, basically we have a collector series where they're going to be every single flag, you know, green, red, white, and so on.
Mm-hmm.
And then the final flag will be a limited edition run of 20 only checkered flag. It's going to be a checkered flag candle. And
perfect.
I believe that scent is going to be Vermont maple syrup.
Nice.
Yeah, but the other, you know, the other ones are pretty good, like apple and lemon, and yeah, we're going to keep them pretty standard.
And they have some really cool names.
Good. Like?
Getting dirty.
Well, as you know, that was our saying from last year, so we had to have a candle that was called Getting Dirty. And then our
gotcha.
Saying, and then we have, you know, one that's Hot Shoe. Everybody likes the Hot Shoe. And that's the
mm-hmm.
top guy. You know.
Cool.
Hammer down.
Now, this is actually a very unique fundraiser. Is this one of your sponsors that kind of brought this light to you, or is this something you all kind of fashioned up on your own?
No, it's something, you know, Tammy and I got together one night at Applebee's, and we were having a cocktail, and we were just chatting about different things, and lo and behold, this happened, and this came up, and I'm like, hey, this is a great idea, because nobody else does it.
Exactly.
So I thought
in life, to get ahead, you either have to do something common very well or do something very uncommon, you know,
right.
And that's kind of cool that it is very unique. So
I
wish you success with that.
I'm going to trademark it so nobody else can take it. I'm just kidding. No, I'm really hoping to get Cadence Candles out there as a, you know, really good name, because I think the candles are comparable to Yankee Candles. And
a lot less expensive.
A lot cheaper. So my candles are $16, you know, for a big jar. It's like a 16-ounce candle. So.
Cool.
And they burn, it says 90 to 120 hours, but I think I had mine burning longer than that so far. And I'm
so it's
finally
good quality
past
stuff.
Halfway. Very. And it's all handmade right here in the area.
Nice.
So if anybody's looking to get information on those, they can always contact me on Facebook. Or look under AMB Motorsports 46 on Facebook as well. I'm hoping to get
cool.
the names and the scents up soon.
Cool.
That's good. You got to keep promoting those pages there. I just hit a milestone tonight. I just reached over 500 likes on my business page.
Oh,
so,
right.
Yeah, so that's kind of major for this little mixed operation here. So I'm pretty pleased with that. But, yeah, you got to keep promoting it and make things interesting, and people just keep coming around. So, good stuff. Very good stuff.
Very cool.
And ironically, I'm not even on the radio tonight, but yet I have a caller, and it's not been the minister of misinformation. So, I'm going to have to put him on the chat with you guys, and I'll have to get back to him at another time.
Oh! Tell him to call the show. We can all talk.
Yeah, we can have one big foursome.
Hey, he's not on. I can't message him.
Oh,
yeah,
boy.
I don't know.
Right, yeah, he just pictures. Is your mind always in the gutter? Ay.
I didn't say anything wrong.
We need to do a poker tournament fundraiser with Keith.
Okay, we can do a poker tournament.
Are you going to go come play poker sometime with Keith? We're going to go invade one of Keith's poker games. It's free to play.
No, Keith is a great man, but poker and I do not get along. I'm not a real big gambling man.
No, it's free. You don't use your money.
Oh, no. I just don't like that. I'm just not into that kind of stuff. I have too many things and projects going on here to keep me busy, so I don't have a whole lot of free time like that to do things like that, unfortunately. But I know he's huge into that. And I also heard that he's coming on board with a certain race car as a sponsor.
Yeah, we announced that this earlier this evening, that Keith is coming on board with the Hosenbeck Poker Club.
Cool.
On to the 46 late model. Come see us at
Nice.
Motorsports 46 fan page on Facebook or amb46.com.
There you go. Now that's promotion right there.
I learned from
proper preparation. Proper preparation prevents piss poor performance. Always remember that.
I just showed Amy the note that's hanging on my wall that says that.
Nice.
It's on a poster right above the computer.
There you have it.
On my inner arm. So
there you have it. And, so welcome, Keith, aboard to the 46 AMB Motorsports car. And what an awesome voice that gentleman has, too.
Oh, isn't he amazing when he sings? I love it. And he does a lot of other types of music, too. You got to hear him sing the other songs.
You should hear him sing some, what's that guy's name? Rob Zombie. Woo!
Yes.
Oh, yeah?
He is unreal. Go to his page. He has some videos up of him singing. Amazing.
He's a multifaceted, multi-talented individual, isn't he?
Yeah.
That's great. I admire guys that can sing, and ladies, too, because I can't carry a tune in a bucket. So good for him. He's awesome.
We'll have to make sure you see some of those links so you can hear him. He's unreal what he can do.
If you put a shot or two of alcohol in me, I can sing pretty good, too, I think.
I think I sound great in the shower, but...
We can dance, too, we found out.
No, you don't want to see me dance. there we go with the dancing and in the corner. No.
Unbelievable. Well, listen, I'm going to let you ladies get back to it. I got my printer running away here and trying to get stuff ready for motorsports. I'm going to wrap a few things up here tonight, maybe even get some dinner. I can't maintain this girlish figure without eating. So,
better call Carmelo's and get some food.
Or call
I'm sorry,
me
what's that?
Better call Carmelo's and get some food if you didn't eat yet.
I need to do something. I'm telling you.
Or contact me as
Definitely.
Pizza only.
Yeah, that's a little bit too far for me. But I honest to God, I've heard a lot of good things about Mia's. I've never been there. I got to be honest, but definitely got to go up there and check it out when I'm in the neighborhood.
Well, they're really good food. Really good food.
That's
I believe that's Doug. Is that Doug Rose?
I believe so.
I think it's his establishment. So, and Doug's got a lot of things cooking right now too, between the pizza place and everything going on up there at the. At the action track, formerly known as Kutztown Speedway. So I guess his days are very, very long as well. But they got a lot of things cooking, and good for them. Keeps everything moving in the right direction. So I'd like to thank you ladies for having me on. I wish you the best of luck with this show. I'm still on the fence here on you guys being together in the same room. I don't know if that's really the best thing to happen to either one of you and or the listeners, but you guys are rocking it. You both sound great, and I wish you much continued success, and I will see you all in a little bit.
Thank you.
I'll see you Tuesday.
I will see you next Tuesday. That is correct.
Maybe I'll stop by, too.
You can always stop by. You can come in and watch the mayhem unfold right before your eyes if you
see how a real radio show does it.
Who do we have this week?
Well, apparently right now a whole lot of air because we have nothing.
Oh, you know, we can get Dan Green, my driver, in.
We can do that.
Okay.
there is a gentleman that I have been working on for a few weeks, and he has hinted to me that he may want to do it. But if we would get this particular gentleman, I don't think anyone will ever quite look at talk radio ever the same again.
I'm afraid. I'm like running so many names through my head right now.
It would be the absolute positively last name you would ever put on the list.
Oh, my.
Yeah, it would be kind of crazy.
I mean, that would be a late model driver, so I know it's not that name.
It is not a late. It is actually not even a driver.
Okay, so you're going closer to the direction I was thinking.
It would be kind of wild. So I'll just leave it at that. We'll let people guess him a little bit. I would love to score it. He told me that if he would do it, it would blow the roof off my building, which I kind of think it would,
me.
Too. So
we will talk after the show.
Yeah, we could still do it. We'll just keep
Vince
the heater running a little bit longer.
I think Vince is probably going to try and get the forces on Monday after their big announcement today with their new cars and everything like that and new divisions they're entering. They're entering Top Fuel Dragster.
Wow.
They unveiled it today. It's an amazing looking car. I can't wait to see that go down the track.
Awesome. How cool is that?
Oh, my goodness. It's so amazing. I don't remember. They did the unveiling today, and they had it outside at the shop, and even though it was snowing a little bit, they had it fired up for everybody to check out. So.
Cool. So you got the skinny on everything, man. I get to look at a computer screen all day.
That's all I do.
You're out about checking things out. Yeah, but you got things happening. I'm just stuck in a huge rut.
And we were talking about Bob Yurko is going to do a class down at Motorsports.
You could probably learn a lot from that gentleman right there.
I don't know how he's going to pack it all. I think he's doing it for an hour. I don't know how he's going to pack it all in there, but we said that's something you got to go to. And one lucky person from his class is going to get to shoot the Motorsports pageant.
Awesome. That is so cool. Now, I tell you what, what a talented individual he is. Just absolutely amazing. The perspective he has on things and just his insight. We're truly blessed to have a guy like him in our area that we get to view his work constantly. So,
and that he's willing to share his knowledge. A lot of people won't teach you how they do it. And he's like, here, this is how I do it. And it's just, we need more guys like him. He's awesome.
That is just way cool. Awesome information. Well, I appreciate it. So I'm going to let you ladies get back to it. Thank you so much. I'm sorry for hogging up so much airtime, but it's always a pleasure chatting with you guys. And, again, I wish you continued success, and hopefully everything works out. And keep kicking some butt, ladies. You're doing great.
Thanks, Joey.
Bye.
You ladies be good. Take care. Bye-bye.
See ya. And that was Joey Adams. He is on with Whippy on Tuesday nights and Scotty.
Low down
and dirty.
I like the name, Low Down and Dirty.
I do, too. And they are a lot of fun. They bring a lot of great guests on the show. They had Chuck Schutz on already from the late model division. They've had John Wilman in the studio.
Didn't they have Billy Pouch on there, too?
Billy Pouch was on. Oh, my goodness. Wait, Lance DeWeese?
Yes.
Ernie was on Tuesday night?
Yes,
oh,
Ernie
my goodness.
On.
Somebody needs to write a book and sit down with Ernie and take all of his stories and write them down, because he's seen so much in this sport. He has so many amazing stories, stuff that you would never know.
And you know what? I never knew this, but his golf game sucks.
Yeah, his golf, we learned that he cannot play golf. So if you want to bet against him on something, bet against him in golf if you can play, because he admitted his golf game sucks, even though he spent a lot of time in Florida. So there's your one and probably only thing that you can beat Ernie at, to be honest. He is super knowledgeable. All around, great guy.
But he can't play golf.
He can't play golf. And he's been announcing in Grandview for 45 years.
45 years, yes.
But been going there for 47. So, and Grandview's been, this is 51 years this year. He's been a part of the track for a long time. He's got a lot of great stories. I interviewed him for the History of the Freedom 76er this year. And he told me a story about Doug Carlisle. coming there with nothing. Nothing at all. He had a race car and a trailer and wanted to race. Didn't know what he needed. One guy told him the type of tires he should get. So he had a set of tires. He went out there and he won.
Oh, wow. Why can't that happen to me?
this is the stuff, though, that you don't know about. The history books aren't going to show it because he was a one-and-done winner.
Right.
So he's not sitting there at the top of the list. You know, like, I think Jeff Strunk right now has the most wins.
Mm-hmm.
So he's not sitting there at the top of the list and a weekly winner week in and week out that put all these kind of records in the history book. He's a one-and-done that did it on the lowest of low budgets at that time. So, I don't know. I think we're going to have to make it a goal to sit down with Ernie and get one story a week out of him.
Yeah, that'd be good.
And start compiling it every week. Give me 5 minutes. Tell me a story.
But then again, it would be longer than 5 minutes because Ernie can tend to, you know, drag on.
But his stories are worth it.
Yeah, they are.
For what he's seen and done and who he's talked to, it's worth every minute you get to sit there and talk to him. And that's what I love about the sport, too, is you get the chance to talk to people who have been in it. And that's how we keep it going for everybody else as they come into the sport. That's how we teach them where we've come from.
Very cool.
Now, I know you were peeking in on the Chili Bowl. What do we got for Chili Bowl going on?
Last I saw for the Chili Bowl, Slammin' Sammy Swindell won last night. But I don't know what's going on now. Let me see here. Yeah, last night it was Sammy Swindell won with Damian Gardner, Jack Haldenschild. Gary, however you say it.
Did it spell his name right on there?
Yeah.
Ozenchild.
Gary Taylor and
Shane Galbick.
Galbick were the A-main winners from last night. But they don't have anything on here for anything going on tonight, so that's all I got.
Oh.
But I do have the URC schedule that came out this week. I love watching URCs. Didn't the one go out of the park this year?
Yeah, he took out the billboard, and I was back there figuring out how to get it. And he walked away at the point. He was okay at first when he walked away, but I think when it all sank in back at the trailer, it's a pretty wicked flip to go taking out a billboard, landing in the trees.
Yeah.
I don't think I'd want to do it.
He was very lucky there. But I'm going to have to say, I'll go over the brief important information I've got here. The open season opener for URC is April 26th, and that is at Big Diamond, and that's going to be a Friday night. And then they come to...
And it's 106 days away, according to their schedule.
Oh, look at that. Well, that sounds like a lot of time, but really, if you think about it, it's not.
No, just 3 months.
Yeah. All right. They come to New Egypt on Saturday, June 1st, which is 142 days away.
Yay!
We'll do Grandview next, which is June 15th, Saturday, June 15th, which... Unfortunately, that night, the late models do not run. I know that for a fact. We're not on the schedule that night, but that's okay. I think that's our one night off besides the 76er. Then they come back to New Egypt on July 6th. And let's see.
And that's the week they're coming to Grandview. Or no, that's the other division's coming to Grandview for that weekend.
Yeah. And there's a bunch of Williams Grove, Lincoln.
Williams Grove, Black Rock, Port Royal.
Delaware. New Egypt, again, is September 14th. And then they close out their season with one of my favorite shows is the one that's October 19th.
Halloween!
The Halloween one where they've got all those, what are they called, demolition derbies.
We bring everything that night. Yeah, we have a little bit of fun.
They don't bring the late models, though.
No.
I need to plead and beg out there to all the promoters, come on, give us a chance. Give the late models some extra running time. You know, I would like to see some other tracks open up for us. I mean, granted, we could go out, you know, to mid-Pennsylvania, but, you know, I'd like to do something more locally. Anyway, enough about late models there.
It's all good.
What else we got going on here?
Trying to think.
Yeah.
We had practice at Daytona.
Yes, they
They're
did.
They're saying the pack is back. We're not going to see two car tandems. I'll believe it when I see them hit the track for speed weeks. Jeremy Mayfield's back in the news too. He's apparently going to take the Road to Recovery program now.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I'll see it.
Yeah. Here's something, and this kind of surprises me. We have all these technological advances in the cars and data and everything like that, but we're still using jet dryers powered by kerosene jet fuel. They've been using them since 1976. As we all know from last year, when you hit them, they go boom. Montoya told us how to blow up a jet dryer last year at Daytona and how to kind of melt a track up a little bit. So NASCAR's kind of rethinking this whole thing. And Brian France has a goal now. He wants to cut the drying times down by 80%. So he has the R&D department down there in Concord working on this. Their first goal is to at least cut it down by 60%. That's their first goal. Basically, their overall goal in this is they want to be able to dry a track the size of Daytona in 30 minutes or less.
Could you imagine? That would be wonderful. I sat through a rain delay.
It would
Charlotte.
Be wonderful.
It was horrible.
But I want to know if now all of a sudden they're thinking they can do this by using high-power air. He's saying, think of this as a giant tanks, scuba tanks, that drive air out and blow water or anything else off the surface in a dramatically better way. It's a big solution. We're not all the way there yet, but it's ready now. This is what he's saying right now. I'm all for an alternative if we can figure it out and do it a better way. I'm all for that, especially if it's a non-flammable version after last year.
Definitely.
But I'm not sure how realistic this goal is to cut a 2.5 mile track drying time down from 2 hours to a half an hour or less is realistic. I know we have so many things out there and there's so many advances in technology. I don't know if we're to the point, though, that if you have enough air pressure to dry that track off that quickly, how heavy does the truck have to be to hold the tank down so it doesn't blow away?
Yeah, I don't know.
That was my thinking on this. You know, and their goal is to be able to dry a short track like Martinsville in 15 minutes, which, again, I love the idea. I love the concept. But that's a lot of forced air coming out of a truck.
You know what I'm thinking as from like the vendor's point of view, they're going to probably complain about it because that's usually when people go and get their food
exactly,
and their t-shirts
yeah.
and everything.
Yeah, this is my time to go shop if it's raining, you know,
yeah,
we're drying the track or, you know, that's
the
time.
The poor poncho salesman's going to lose out on the revenue here.
Oh, no. See, we can't please everybody.
I
in
know.
This. But props to them for giving it a shot and to want to change away from something less flammable.
That would be a good thing because that delay last year was crazy. I've never seen anything like that.
Watching a race at 1:30 in the morning was not my cup of tea. Granted,
yeah.
I admit I stayed awake to watch it. But, you know. And, like we said, Mayfield's back in the news. Apparently, he called into a radio show, too, and confronted Brian France on air.
Oh, Lord.
You know, he's been fighting NASCAR now for 3 years for an imposed suspension after he tested positive for methamphetamines. He called Motor Racing Network's NASCAR Live show when France was on as a guest. And he was considering a plea deal this week over felony charges. So it gets better. We're not done with everything yet. We're still having issues. Somehow he managed to get his call put through to France and Eli Gold. They welcomed him to the show.
And then it went downhill from there.
Basically asked if Brian was willing to accept the fact that I'd like to come back to racing and if we sit down and talk about it and figure out what we need to make it work. Francis' reply was, well, Jeremy, you know the path back for you and it's the path back for anybody. I've always hoped you would choose the right path and not litigation and a bunch of other things, and that's up to you, and you're welcome to. And you have a welcome mat out anytime you want. There's a stated process that AJ Allmendinger just went through, and we welcomed him back, and it's terrific. That's up to you. Mayfield quickly got off the air after that, and he said, okay, well, I appreciate that. Didn't mean to bother you on the show, but it's the only way I could get a hold of you, and I figured it'd be a great opportunity to do that.
I guess that means that, no, he's not going to go on the right path and go to rehab.
Well, he's hoping after he gets these current legal issues behind him, he wants to do the program. He hopes he'll tailor fit it to Jeremy Mayfield. Were his own words, that it's going to be a program tailor-fitted to him and his needs. He says, I'm ready, I'm willing, and able to do anything they ask, as long as it's tailor-fitted to me. Well, he was suspended in 2009 when he tested positive for the methamphetamines, which he denies, and maintains the results of the drug test were due to attention deficit hyperactivity disorder drug Adderall and the allergy drug Claritin-V. But when you look at the whole process of everything else that surrounded him with all the other legal issues he's had, I'd love to give you the benefit of doubt, but it's really hard to. But if you're willing to come back and go through the road to recovery,
I look at it as an owner. He's tainted. I wouldn't want him on my team at all because it's just waiting for trouble. It's kind of like, you know, the whole Kurt Busch thing. He's kind of, you know,
yeah,
kind of, you know, tainted stuff.
You get labeled when you start causing problems and stuff like that. You get labeled as a problem driver. And sponsors also, you have to regain all their trust and everything like that back in you. And that's hard to do. Coming back from everything that's going on, you know, he's had other personal legal issues, and he's had the suspension from NASCAR, and he hasn't gone through the road to recovery, and it's things like that that make it hard to be able to trust somebody when they keep saying, I did nothing wrong, but then you keep seeing all these legal issues. It's like, well, are you sure you did nothing wrong?
Yeah, and then there's proof and everything.
And now, we talked about Michael Waltrip's coming to motorsport.
Yes.
He's going to be driving the Swan Racing's number 30 Toyota at Daytona.
What about his own car?
Probably
because he's got Martin and...
Yeah, he's got everybody else in his. So he's going to be reuniting with Tony Jr. and Steve Himmel. And he's going to go out there and try to qualify and see how he does. And maybe we can talk to him about that in motorsports a little bit and see what's
maybe
going on.
We'll get some facts from him.
And... Well, we all know Danica's not going to do the Indy 500. She's come to her senses.
Oh, Danica.
Yeah. And the question was, do you know extracurricular beyond Cup what your nationwide schedule is going to look like, and are you definitely not doing the 500 this year? She goes, I can confirm to you that I will not be doing the Indy 500. I'm just going to do the Coke 600. So, folks, be prepared for a long night.
Now stop. Give her the benefit of the doubt. Come on.
I want to give her the benefit of the doubt, but I want to see her have a lot more seat time. I think that's one thing she could really benefit from is more seat time and more practice.
Yes.
But I don't know. Matt Kenseth was fastest in the morning practice this morning at Daytona in his new car. Seems like he's settled in pretty well there at Joe Gibbs and Logano's old ride.
Hmm. Where did Logano go?
I
forget. I will be honest, and I will admit, when with the NASCAR stuff, I'm not up to date on a lot of it anymore. I kind of, you know, once you go dirt track racing all the time, you kind of back off on it.
She is with Penske.
Oh.
In the 22, he got that ride.
Oh, interesting.
So that was our fastest. Danica was third fastest, but pops out to Marco Stewart second.
Yes, come on. Oh, look, there's Jeff Burton fourth.
Richard Petty Motorsports, second place fastest. I mean, it's only practice, so I know we can't get that excited. They're just doing their shakedowns and everything like that.
And I have to be happy there with Clint Boyer. He was seventh.
See? And
I like Clint Boyer. He's a...
They said they got faster in the afternoon. Hamlin was the fastest in the afternoon. Kenseth was still second fastest. I'm trying to see who this one is. They gave us a number, but no name. So, I mean, they're getting there. And, you know, I hope what they say is true and that, you know, we're going to have our side-by-side action. Well, there we go. Kyle Busch was third. Mark Martin was fourth. So Mark's hanging in there. And Jeff Burton, again, fifth. So
Danica's still up there in the top ten. Go figure.
Yeah. But, okay. In reality, too, there was also 34 cars that participated, so we got to make sure we mention that, too. It's not a full field that's out there practicing. It's only 34 cars. So right now we're in pre-Daytona 500 testing, 10 through the 12th. So we're going to continue that on through Saturday. Second round of testing at Charlotte is going to be the 17th through 18th. The Hall of Fame ceremony in Charlotte for the National Motorsports Press Association is going to be the 19th. Charlotte is going to do their media tour on the 21st to 24th. 28th through 29th, teams are going to head out to Vegas to test. Hall of Fame Class Number 3 induction February 8th, and NASCAR preview February 9th in Charlotte. So this is the off-season schedule which includes a lot of testing, a lot of tours and stuff like that for the media to get ready for the 2013 season. So once again, just because they're not on the track every Sunday doesn't mean they're not working.
Exactly.
These guys are just as busy now as they are during the season.
It's a full-time job all year round for the entire team. It's not like they get, you know, on a cruise and say bye, you know, and go away for 3 months there.
Yeah, they get a couple days here at Christmas, a couple days at Thanksgiving, and boom, we're right back at it again.
Yep.
You know, and it's just how this industry has become, and it's great, though. You know, that's what we want it to be. We want it to be busy. We want it to always be there, available for the fans to enjoy, and we don't want them to forget about it, but we want them to keep coming back for more at the same time.
Right.
So, looks like about all we have for tonight. Next week, we're going to be figuring out how to do this. Most likely, the show is going to be 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock next Thursday, just so everybody knows. We have motorsports set up Thursday evening, and I have some assignments that I'll be going down to take care of Thursday evening.
And Tammy can give you the sneak peek on what some of the cars look like.
We'll have some sneak peeks, and I'll give you some previews and some glimpses into what you're going to be seeing that weekend.
And
so,
whose name on the top of the one car that's going to be at Motorsport?
I don't think that's going to be done in time for then.
Oh, they're probably not going to do that until Friday.
No, that's not going to be done probably until closer to the beginning of the season. So that's going to keep everybody
wondering. Well, I know they were talking about, in Brett Deo's booth, that they're talking about, you know, whose name is going to be on the top of the one car. So,
yeah, well,
we shall see.
We'll have to do some sneaking down there. But everybody keep an eye out on Girls Getting the Facts page. We're going to have it posted. Most likely, like I said, it's going to be 9 to 10 o'clock next Thursday. A little bit different, but you're going to be getting some sneak previews from Motorsports. We're going to go down, check it out, and give you a lowdown on who's going to be down there. And
if anybody's interested in candles for the fundraiser for the AMB Motorsports team, contact me through our website, amb46.com, or through the AMB Motorsports 46 Facebook page, or hit me up, Amy Blackman, on Facebook. Anyway, you can find me somewhere. I'm on there somewhere. You know, Girls Getting the Facts, message through there, something. We'll get you, you know, what an order form is and all the scents we have. And any little help would be greatly appreciated.
And if you are a team owner or a team and you're looking for more information, or assistance with sponsorship, don't forget to check out Ernie Saxton Communications. If you want your work done right and done by the best, he is the only person to get a hold of to get it done. He can help you with sponsorship packages and proposals, press releases, or anything else like that. So make sure you tell Ernie that we sent you over there. But I guess it's time to blow out our Cadence candle and call it a night. And we'll see everybody next week.
Thanks. Night.
See ya.